This podcast is a member of the OOF Podcast Network. Ang mga podcast na may OOF.
Another episode of Be Witches. This is Amanda calling.
And this is Tina Well.
Tina, would you like to introduce our guests today?
Rose Van Ginkle and Marco Gallo. How sexy are those names? Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Rose. Hi, Marco.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. So,
how are you guys doing?
Marco, you're so guapo.
Thank you.
Hi, Rose. Hello, Rose.
Anong lahi yun? May lahi ka, Rose?
Italian. May lahi ako, half Dutch.
Dutch.
And Marco, what's your, like, are you mixed?
Italian and Filipino.
Yeah, I got the last name very Italian, actually. Even the first, Marco.
I thought you were half as well.
Yeah, I'm mixed also. So I'm like partly Spanish, Filipina, and American. So there's a lot of like spices in there.
Vale Italiano, Marco?
Mm-hmm.
Vale Italiano?
Sì, un pochino sì.
Parlo Italiano, però non parlo bene.
Perché lo fai l'italiano?
Anyway.
Marco, you can understand Tagalog 100%, yeah?
Yeah, I can. Yeah,
okay. Okay, cool. Okay lang, speak English. I'm good, that's good.
Hindi ko rin na-de-develop sa sexy niyo. Ano, work lang
talaga. Really professional.
Because you're both very attractive eh.
You know, it's actually super weird and I've never really like felt this before Rose, because like before I used to have something for kind of every girl I was kind of into, but then with Rose I literally just saw her as a like as a friend.
Yeah, because like platonic.
Like, but in a way it's like really weird because I feel like I always had some kind of attraction to the opposite gender, but then I'm like to Rose, I'm like, dude, I feel like you're my sister. Like, I feel safe with you. You know what I mean?
Is that like a like, reason for you to work well together?
I don't know. Maybe that
could be right. It could be like a right ingredient to work professionally if you don't have any like, I don't know if you will call that no attraction, because it's impossible that you don't have attraction to each other. Maybe it's just like professional work.
Maybe it's my subconscious coming out. Yeah. It's like, no, you can't look here, you know, because it's from work.
You know, actually, your movie kind of like resonates, or kind of like parang same siya as like the authors in social media. When they say author, it's like, it's them, but it's their deeper version of them. So like, basically, like, sa Twitter, so I've been with Twitter siguro mga 13 years na, 14 years. So I've seen a lot of alters and I follow them because it's very sexy. So yung mga alter, we all have alter egos, alter personality. It's just that we don't know how to express them. Mm-hmm. Yes. Here's an example. With all my four social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and what's the other one? TikTok, diba? I would say Twitter is my darkest, real, deepest self. Like, I could say anything there. Like, I could be like, I could post whatever I want, no judgment, because I don't give a shit. With Facebook, it's more on like family, relatives, all the goody-goody, whatever stuff. On Instagram, it's more on like, parang business or whatever. And yeah, so on and so forth, diba? So, what I'm saying about like the alter is, there's so many alter people in Twitter, and that's where they, doon nila ine-express yung sexuality nila, doon nila ine-express lahat ng who they are. Because alter siya because it's not the person you show to the world. It's the person you want to be comfortable showing to this other side of the universe. Kasi feeling mo like accepted ka, feeling mo na parang you get more validation, you get more like, am I right, Rose? Because yeah. Like what happened with Kitty what?
Kitty K7.
Parang ganun yung situation niya, right? So would you agree na this is kind of like your alter self here in this movie?
Actually, itong movie na to inspired siya sa isang may alter sa Twitter, which is a sad
okay.
Yes, in interview namin sa mas talagang pinag-aralan namin yung movie dahil sa
Pinay or foreign?
Siya. So yun, in interview namin siya kung yung lahat ng na-experience niya, yung nakaramdaman niya, mga ganun.
Alam mo ba, segue, like because like I've been in Twitter for like so long, right? And I'm really aware about alters and stuff like that. I followed a lot of them. They follow a lot, like most of them follow me back and stuff like that. And they talk to me, you know, they talk to me and stuff. And I don't have judgment with all of those because to be honest, that's your self-expression. You know, if you cannot be accepted in any kind of like form, edi, like life is too short. Express yourself how you want it to be, as long as you're safe and you're not, you know, you're not hurting anyone, diba? So this movie is inspired with a person na may alter siya.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's very realistic and ano ha?
Yung in interview niya na yon na may alter siya. Anong motivation niya for doing it? Is it just self-expression? Is she monetizing it? Ano? What's her, ano? Galit ba siya sa mundo?
Ang ganda ng start niya. Kasi, kung hindi ako nagkakamali, graduate siya sa UP.
Maraming ganyan sa UP eh.
Tapos,
bakit nas nagbilaukan?
Well, ano siya talaga? Fun siya talaga ng art. Hanggang sa napunta siya sa mga photo shoot na paint, yung body paint.
Mm-hmm,
tapos
mm-hmm.
Na feel niya na every time na nagpo-photo shoot siya, parang gantang-ganda siya, gantang-ganda siya sa sarili niya. Tapos yun nga, nag-start siguro dun sa body paint na parang mas walang damit, alam mo yun, mas naging ano siya sa katawan niya.
Mm-hmm. So dun siya comfortable.
Oo. Dun siya nag-start. Well, ang sabi niya, yun, na-express niya yung sarili niya, mas happy siya sa ginagawa niya. Hindi dahil sa, I don't think na dahil sa pera kasi okay yung family niya, okay naman siya. So, yun, siguro self-express lang talaga.
Yeah, because having an alter personality is not selling sex. It's not really like that. But, you know, there's this girl that she's really good and I follow her alter. Like, I don't know, I'm medyo, ano ganun eh. I follow like mga sexy girl, mga girls na they do like mga soft porn on Twitter. And they're mostly Pinay. So like, I follow them and nakikita ko yung growth nila. Girl, etong si girl na to, I would just say her name. I don't give a shit. Salome. Her name is Salome. And I follow her from the beginning. She's a freaking porn star right now. And she's loving her.
Sa amin.
That's sorry. Her dream.
Baka yun yung sa amin. Si Salome.
Oh my God. Alam mo ba na pareho pa kayong short hair? Did you cut your hair because of this film?
Hindi naman. Nagkataon
she's
lang.
She's very short hair. And this girl, I love her. I love her talaga. And I follow her ever since. I've been following her for like years. And I saw the process of everything. I think she's a porn star now and she's like doing some porn and she loved it. Like, this is my craft. I will do it by everyone.
Siya yung in-interview namin.
Oh my God!
See that?
Oh my God! I even messaged her before. I was like, girl, love it, mom.
Hot yon, ha? Hot.
She's very Filipina. You know why she's hot? Because she's very confident. She's very, very confident. Like, she doesn't care. She gets a lot of bashes and stuff like that. Wala siyang pakialam. She gets bashed from her high school friends, from her college friends. Sabi niya, you know what? Fuck all of you. I don't care. Ganon.
Ilang taon na siya? Mga ilang taon na siya?
I have no idea. Hindi ko alam.
30s, 20s?
No, mas younger siya than us. Anyway,
na-curious eh.
Oo, pero diba, sobrang interesting, diba? Like, people doing this, like, mga altar and stuff like that online. Okay, the question with Rose, Marco, and Amanda, do you think people na pinapakita nila yung other personality nila online, is that an identity crisis? Or, like, having an altar is the better version of you, or like one of your good version, because you're expressing yourself. Is you being the best version of yourself, or what?
No,
what do you think
not really.
That?
I just feel like honestly, people care too much on what's on social media. I feel like I've been into so many pet fights or small problems just because of social media. So I feel like whatever is on social media shouldn't affect real life lives, you know what I mean? So I don't care honestly. I just feel like you shouldn't be judging if somebody likes to post a certain thing on Instagram. Like, if it affects you, then just get out of their page, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Get out of the page and stay on your own. As well as people should be free to comment and have their own opinion. That's why there's a comment section. If they want to comment it, there's nothing wrong with them bashing whoever. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a free world. Like, yeah.
Right. So, ikaw, Rose, do you think people who goes into yung mga alter version of themselves, tingin mo yun yung best version of themselves?
Well, siguro, kasi hindi naman siguro nila ipopost yun kung hindi nila na-enjoy yung mga reactions ng mga ibang tao. Or, like ako, parang kung mapapansin mo sa Instagram, mas more of parang pa-sexy yung mga post ko. Pero, na-enjoy ko yung mga reaction ng tao. Pero, hindi naman ibig sabihin na ganun din ako in person. So, siguro may ganun lang akong parang side na doon ko nalalabas. Parang gusto ko din kahit papaano na appreciate yung body ko, ganyan. Pero hindi naman ibig sabihin na parang yun ka na talaga. Kumbaga doon ko lang na
Lahat naman kasi tayo may multiple personality eh. Hindi lang aware yung mga tao. Lahat tayo may alternate personality. Kasi kunyari, nung bata ka, makapal mukha mo, sayo-sayo ka kahit saan, kanta-kanta kahit saan. Tapos sinabihan ka, ay, ang kapal ng mukha mo, maging mahiyain ka nga. So, magiging part ng shadow self mo yung pagiging confident mo, yung pagiging makapal ng mukha mo. Ganon. So, magiging mahiyain ka ngayon. Lalaki ka na magkakaroon ka ng identification or personality or alter ego na mahiyain ka. So, lumaki ka, mahiyain ka na. Pero deep down, andun pa rin yung part of you na makapal mukha mo. So, pag nire-repress mo yun, lahat ng nire-repress natin, napupunta sa shadow self natin. Yung shadow self natin has a way of coming up to the surface. Lalabas yan sa surface. So, yan yung mga nagiging cause na nagkaka-alter for alternate personality yung mga tao. Yung mga shadow self nila, yung mga nire-repress nila about themselves nung bata sila kasi shining sila ng society nila about it. Doon nila nilalabas sa alternate na personality nila. Actually, ako, multiple personality din ako. Pero super aware ako and lahat sila binibigyan ko ng expression. Kaya hindi ako masyadong constricted. In-express ko parehas. May Wynal Joy personality ako. May Amanda Colling personality ako. magkaiba talaga yung trip nila. Magkaiba yung creative expression nila nung dalawang side ko. But you know, self-discovery is a lifelong journey eh. Kasi who are you really? Sino ka dun sa mga personality mo talaga? And anong criteria mo for saying that's the best part of you? I feel like the best part of you is our truest self. But a lot of us, we don't operate from our true selves. Marami tayong trauma. Yung a lot of personalities natin are created dahil sa trauma natin, dahil sa mga emotional wounds natin, shame tayo, guilt-trip tayo na society, all these things. Pero, yeah, so I feel like our best selves is our truest selves. The thing is, with these people na may mga alter, hindi mo alam if they're doing it from a place of yun yung true self nila, is it their true passion, is what they're doing, what they truly deeply care about in their hearts and souls, or is it creative expression ng trauma nila, trauma response nila, ng woundedness nila, parang hurt ako dahil shame ako nung bata ako sa katawan ko, ilalabas ko ngayon. Something like
but
that.
But you know what, Amanda? Most of the people who has alter accounts, they don't show their faces.
Kasi shame eh. May shame nila that side of themselves eh. So usually...
Yeah, that's true, no? It's maybe yung core, yung pinaka-core nun may shame kaya hindi nila ma-express with like identity nila. So my next question naman is, would you date someone or would you meet up with someone, get to know someone from the outer world? Like you've never met them in person but you only know them online and stuff? I want to know Marco's side here. Would you ever date someone from like social media or from the outer world that like, you know, you've never seen their faces?
Oh yeah, no, I mean, I think I've done that before, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how is it?
I think it's fine, but at the same time, you know, there's just a couple of times that you don't realize how much weirdos sometimes people are. And I've learned that by dating on social media, so.
Okay. So you met them in person? You met them in person?
Yeah. And sometimes they're just, you know, weirdos.
Yeah, so it's totally different, like, totally different people when you're talking to them on social media and then when you met them in person.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of creepy.
I mean, it could be that it's just, you know, everybody is better behind a screen. Everybody has time to think and act the way they want. But then once you're in person, you know, you got to bring the real deal on the table. And if you can't do that, then maybe she was just nervous. And I'm calling it weird and I shouldn't be calling it weird.
Yeah, maybe she wasn't really comfortable and like, you know, be seen and talking to you and stuff like that because she's more comfortable behind the camera, right? How about you, Rose? Meron ka nang na-meet from the outer world or social media?
Well, takot ako sa mga ganyan bagay. Yung mga meet-meet na na-meet mo lang through social media. Medyo natatakot ako.
Pero Amanda...
Ay, go.
Rose, go ahead, Rose.
I think nangyayari naman siya unconsciously, siguro with friends. Hindi lang siguro ako mag-isa.
Nakikipag-meet ka sa stranger, yung alternate ego niya, yung personality niya sa social media?
Hindi naman ganun.
Ayun siya talaga yon, siya talaga. Ako, hindi ko alam na may mga alter na ganyan. Ngayon ko lang nalaman yun eh. So, wala. Hindi ako nakikipag-meet sa mga alter. Nakikipag-meet sa Tinder, Bumble.
At least it's not alter, di ba? Alam mo sila, ganun.
Oo, hindi sila alter. Makikita mo, may mga common friends kayo, mga ganun. Or kung Tinder man or Bumble, di mo makikita yung common friends. Pero... alam mo, hindi sila alter. Parang kung ano yung sinoshow nila sa society, yun din. Well, parang kumbaga, I'd meet with strangers, not with alters. So no, alters never pa.
Okay, so let's jump into another topic. So, you guys know OnlyFans, right? OF? OF, it's not an alter kind of like social media because you really show who you are. Most of the celebrities are like doing it now. Most of the sexy stars doing it now. It got hyped when pandemic started. And if to the people who doesn't know OnlyFans, it's an application na parang you can download. You have to subscribe and pay money for it to see the girls, the guys, the gays, the days, and the them. Kung anong trip nyo, you can see everything there, like photos. With you guys, have you downloaded or have you ever like even parang napag-isipan nyo na go into like OnlyFans? Rose?
Hindi.
So movie okay lang, pero like OnlyFans hindi pa?
Me, syempre, di ba? Acting yun eh. Parang yun yung passion talaga namin. So I think iba naman usapan pag OnlyFans.
Alam mo ba na si Bella Thorne earned millions of dollars first 24 hours of her OnlyFans being up there? And there's so many girls earning so much money. Like, I've known a lot of girls, like, from like acting, they turn into OnlyFans because they get more money from OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. And these are like Hollywood stars and stuff like that. And meron din ako mga girls here from the Philippines na that's what they do. And oh my gosh, they're ballin'. As in, they have money and they're like, whatever. So with you, you're not really gonna do it?
Hindi. Iba kasi yung sabi ng passion and kapag kailangan mo ng pera, magkaiba na yun eh.
Yes, okay, okay. Ikaw, Amanda.
Actually, may OnlyFans ako dati. Kasi sa OnlyFans naman, hindi lang naman siya puro sexy photos eh. Pwede talagang, it's one way to connect with your fans talaga para ma-support ka nila. Kahit hindi sexy yung i-post mo doon, basta mag-subscribe.
Kasi kahit feet pics, di ba? Kahit mga feet pics meron. Si Bretman, babe, Bretman Rock, like, post her, like, you know, yung mga feet pictures niya and just, like, her his body. And he earns so much. And that's Bretman Rock.
Yeah, madaming mga, may mga nag-spirituality pa nga ng mga guru, nag-OnlyFans din eh. Kasi it's just one way for you to connect to your fans and for your fans to be able to support yung ginagawa mo and support ka. Pero, binan siya sa Pilipinas. Dati kasi, nakatira ako sa Singapore. Nag-work ako sa Singapore. So, may ID ako ng Singapore. Pag nasa Singapore ka, pwede ka mag-OnlyFans. Pero, nung nasa Pilipinas na ako, hindi na pwede. So, dati nag-OnlyFans din ako. Kahit ano naman. Pero, nung at that time, nagpo-post ako ng mga sexy kasi, ayun, trauma response ko yun. Paggalit ako sa ex ko. Galit ako sa ex ko dati. Gusto ko ipakita sa kanya na, oh, kala mo ah, oh, sexy ako. Tinan mo yung mga fans ko, nagbabayad para makita yung picture ko. Pin-break-break mo ako.
Oh, it means validation.
Actually, ako pala nakipag-break. Sobrang toxic ka talaga dati. Ako na nga nakipag-break, ako pagalit. yung only, ayun, sila Ariani Celeste, may OnlyFans, madami, pati yung si Louis, ano ba yun? Basta yung isang parang baseball or football player dati na motivational speaker na ngayon na may podcast siya, si Louis, ano ba yun? Nakalimutan ko, basta yung author, naging author din siya, Louis something. May naging girlfriend siyang, yung sexy na weather girl. Tapos nag-break sila kasi nag-OnlyFans yung babae. Eh, ayaw niya. Eh, gusto ng babae mag-OnlyFans. So, nag-break sila.
Yeah, actually, when OnlyFans started, it's all about creating your account and then posting explicit content and like sexy pictures and videos, and that's how it started, diba? So my next question is, Marco, would you date a girl who has OnlyFans and earning from it?
I think I had that question before, and I honestly don't know. It would depend. I'm not on a fully no, and I'm not on a fully yes because I didn't have the chance. But if it, in case it gets there, I'm not gonna be completely like not understanding. I'll try as much as I can. But if then, you know, if I can't handle it, then it would be nonsense for me to be in a relationship if I can't handle it. If the girl is on OnlyFans, you know what I mean. So I don't know.
Are you the kind of like a conservative type of boy? What kind of girls do you really go for?
Why do you want to know?
Of course! I'm a journalist! I'm kidding! Yeah, seriously, like,
I don't know. Like, I don't really have a type. I thought I did, but I don't know. Usually, I didn't realize that sometimes I liked older women, and then sometimes I did like younger than me. I don't know. I really don't know. Like the ethnicity, sometimes I like Latinas, sometimes I don't know. So many choices. Okay.
Actually, like that's part of, you know, growth. Like every time you grow into something, you grow into a different person. So you want different things at that moment, right?
Yeah.
Ikaw, Rose, if the guy has OnlyFans, would you date him?
Alam mo, parang may isip ko pa pag babae yung ganun, pero pag lalaki, parang hindi ko may man.
Hoy, may mga lalaki nag-OnlyFans, ha?
Baka hindi.
Or if a girl, no. Yeah, baka hindi.
Kahit ko kaya.
Why?
Kasi selosa ako.
Oh.
Baka sumakit ang ulo ko.
Okay, so do you think OnlyFans? Oh, sige, ikaw, Amanda. Hindi kita
nangyayari. Okay lang. Okay lang sa akin nag-OnlyFans yung lalaki kasi hindi naman siya nahahawakan eh. Picture-picture niya lang yun, video-video niya lang. At saka pag pag what if yun yung pag to, kasi hindi mo mapipili kanino titibok yung heart mo eh, 'di ba? Pag tumibok yung heart ko sa kanya, tapos doon siya masaya sa OnlyFans niya, yun yung passion niya sa buhay. That's what he deeply cares about. Eh di susuport ko. Ayoko kung nasa-sex siya, nahahawakan, ganun. Pero picture-picture lang, that's not even him. That's his photos and his videos, not him. You know, asa akin yung heart, soul, and body niya.
Pero hindi kasi natitrigger, di ba natitrigger tayo sa mga like-like, sa mga pa-heart-heart.
You know what, me, my type of person is someone who doesn't have social media and someone who doesn't post anything. I get horny with that.
Trigger ako pag yung lalaki ko yung nagla-like. Pero kung yung ibang tao nagla-like sa photo niya, wala naman ako masyado magagawa doon eh. Kung syempre, gwapo yung jowa mo, eh di natural maraming magla-like doon. Maiinis ako pag siya yung nagla-like sa mga ibang picture. Pag siya lang nila-like, okay lang sa akin.
Okay. So my next question is, do you think OnlyFans normalize sex work? Like, is it a part of sex work? Why and why not? Rose?
Feeling ko doon na siya nagsistart. Kasi syempre, since yung mga tao doon nagpo-post na ng ganun, syempre yung thinking ng ibang tao na hindi naman alam yung OnlyFans, yun na agad yung iniisip nila na may kasama na siya after or ano. Syempre, hirap din naman magsalita. Pero feeling ko, yun na yung pang pinaka-start.
Except, yun na yung pang-open ng gate.
Oo, na kumbaga...
For sex. How about you, Marco? Would you think the same?
No, I mean, yeah, same thing. I feel like it's definitely the first stage.
How about you, Amanda?
Is it sex work? Is it maybe digital sex work? Hindi physical sex work kasi may mga ibang girls nga sa Instagram, di ba? Daig pa OnlyFans, kita rin po eh.
Yes, I agree. Minsan din sinasabi ko, girl, mag-OnlyFans ka na lang.
Correct. At sa Instagram, palibre, di ba? What are you getting from it? Validation? Likes? Masaya ka na sa likes, di ba? Yung likes mo ba, maitutulong mo sa mahirap? At least pag nag-OnlyFans ka, binayaran ka dun sa sexy photos mo, yung pera mo pwede maitulong sa mahirap, di ba? Madaming ends na mapupuntahan yung perang nakuha mo sa OnlyFans. Pwede ka tumulong sa mahirap. Pero kung likes lang sa Instagram, duh! Di ba? Be smart about it. Question, yung sexy acting roles, is it like a true choice? Gusto niya talaga yan? Or parang stepping stone? Gusto niya talaga yung dramatic na serious? Or gusto niya talaga yung sexy role mismo? Sexy acting role?
Well, ako talaga, hindi ako 100% na gusto ko siya. Kaya every time na gumagawa ko ng project, parang lagi ko siyang inaalam muna yung story, yung kumbaga kung worth it ba na gawin ko siya. As naka-contract kami sa Viva, parang meron kaming parang 70% na wala kang choice. Pero syempre, kailangan mo din naman pag-isipan talaga. Like itong Kitty K7, parang ito yung pinaka nagawa kong project na isa sa naisip ko na worth it talaga. Kumbaga, aside sa pagiging nagpa-sexy ako dito, parang na-feel ko na makikita talaga ng mga tao yung acting skills ko dito sa movie na to. Kaya parang hindi na siya mabigat for me.
Okay.
Yeah, no, definitely the second answer you said, because I always kind of thought that maybe one day whenever I get a good body, not yet, maybe one day I can just do some like 50 Shades Darker kind of thing, but it's not it's not right now because I feel like I'm not there yet. And so when this movie got proposed to me, I same thing as Rose did, looking in the script, I just really saw it, you know, the movie After or the book called After.
I think I've seen that.
I think it's on Netflix or somewhere. Anyways, I saw it kind of a project kind of like that. So that's why I was like, sure, let's do it, because it sounds like, you know, it sounds cool to be part of this movie. So I did it, but I don't think I'm gonna do it again anytime soon unless I achieve my Greek god body goal.
So it's now, it's like depends on the character that you'll be presented to. Like if you feel like doing it, something like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In fairness, with the both of you, you really did a good job with this one. Like you portrayed the characters so well. So congratulations to you guys. It's really good. Like the movie doesn't look tacky. The movie doesn't look like meh or whatever. It's really nice. And also, this is the first movie about you guys expressing what an outer world is, because maraming nakaka-relate dito because maraming taong may outer personality. It's just that they're expressive enough to do it online without their faces. So you guys showing this in, like, you know, in sa films, people would realize na it happens in real life. So kudos, guys. Anyways, my last question. Do you think, especially now, like we're all Filipinos here, and we are a conservative country, that's what they say. Do you think now people and more Filipino are more acceptable with their sexuality and with like sex, like everyday sex talk? Or do you think we're still not there yet? Do you think Filipinos are more accepting now or not yet? In terms of sex and stuff. How about you, Rose? Anong tingin mo?
Parang hindi pa talaga.
Hindi pa rin. Not yet. We're still not
there. Hindi pa talaga.
How about you? Bakit? Why? Why do you think that?
Kasi ngayon nagbabasa ako ng mga comments eh. So parang nababasa ko talaga. As in, ang dami pa talagang hindi nakakaintindi. And yun nga, for example, kapag may mga shows din ako, kahit nga naka-short lang ako, parang iba pa rin eh. Iba pa rin yung tingin eh.
May judgment pa rin lahat sa mga eyes nila. Okay. How about you, Marco?
I think differently. I think that in public, people don't show interest into these things. But obviously, compared to the past, in privacy, on social media, in technology, we can obviously tell that Philippines is accepting sexuality. That's why there's a lot of subscription on Philippines is one of the highest subscription on porn sites, and
it's true
in Asia, and like, you know, that's why Viva Max sells, you know, in the first place, because there's erotica in every single most of the movie that we do. There's this kind of like plus 18 kind of movie, so that kind of stuff sells, and it's like it's showing nowadays, you know, especially in this century.
Question: since si Rose and Tina are dating someone, Marco, would you like to get dinner later?
I love it.
Parang crazy Marco mamaya.
It's been a year, Amanda calling. It's been a year.
Marco, answer.
I want to be picked up with a limousine, and I want to go to Wolfgang's. All right.
What? I did not say with me. No. I said, would you like to go to dinner tonight?
I didn't say that.
I didn't say with me.
You guys.
Well, I didn't say that you were gonna be the one picking me up. I just said I want Christine and I want Wolfgang. That was gonna be a solo date. That's the big
I think Marco is in the process of healing. Okay, so anyway, guys, Marco, Rose, this is such an amazing recording, and you guys are like, your sex appeal is like oozing. Your movie is amazing, and I'm actually proud of you doing something like this.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. It was nice meeting you, and thank
you,
nice
you guys,
letting us live vicariously through you. Ako, for now, fantasy ko lang magpa-sexy-sexy sa movie, pero I get to live it vicariously through you. Thank you for, you know, signing up for a job. This is no easy job, you know, what you guys do.
Just let me know if you want. I'll talk to Boss Vic. I'll get you.
Marco is your new manager, Amanda. Anyway, guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining. And this is an amazing podcast. Again, guys, we are not promoting anything here. We're not promoting sex. We're not promoting whatever. But we are promoting your discovery to yourself. Like, what's out there? Like, to understand and live outside the box that sex is not a bad thing. And what you don't know is doesn't mean it's wrong. You just have to learn from it. And I'm so proud of you, Rose and Marco, for giving justice to this movie. So kudos to you guys. And thank you guys for listening to Be Witches. And that's all for today. I'm Tina Wells.
This is Amanda calling. Please follow us on our social media. We're on every Friday on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We have a new podcast that comes out every Friday. And our social media handles on Instagram and TikTok are b.witchesph. And we're also on Facebook. And I think we're going to be on YouTube as well soon. Bye, you guys. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Bye, Rose. Bye, Marco. Thank you for today.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.